We've seen many verses in Isaiah showing how corrupt and how immoral the people of Judah were. Now we come to another telling description of these people. It's Isaiah chapter 30, verses 8 through 11. Isaiah said, "Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us." These people didn't want the prophets to preach the truth. They didn't want sound doctrine. They wanted to hear smooth things. They didn't like it that preachers were stepping on their toes. They wanted preachers to tickle their ears. Isaiah was too straight. He was too strict for these people. He told them what they needed to hear. Now remember, these people were the ones who called good evil and evil good. They had, as Isaiah said, things turned upside down. But they had the nerve to tell the prophets how they ought to preach. This has always been the kind of preaching that many people want and even demand. In Jeremiah chapter 5, 30 and 31, Jeremiah said, "A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means," some translations say by their own power, "and my people love to have it so." The prophets were preaching falsely, and yet the people wanted it that way. In 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 8, King Ahab said of Micaiah the prophet, "I hate him, for he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil." In the New Testament, in Romans 16, verse 18, the Bible says, "By good words and fair speeches, the false teachers deceive the hearts of the simple," by good words and fair speeches. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 2, in some of the last words that Paul wrote in this last epistle of his, he said, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." The same thing happened hundreds of years after Isaiah, and it's still happening today. Now, is this not American religion today? Many pulpits today shy away from controversial issues. They won't deal with abortion, or homosexuality, or the false religion of Islam. There are always preachers who will suit them for enough money. They'll water down the truth to get praise from men and draw big crowds and a nice salary. Some preachers try to excuse themselves by saying, "Well, I'm more of a peace-loving guy, so I let other preachers deal with the tough issues." In other words, what you're saying is you're a coward. Or these preachers say, "Well, people today don't respond to you when you preach hard." Really? In the first place, that's not true. And in the second place, it's not your job to change what the Lord said. Many people say what the Jews said in Isaiah 30, verse 10. "We want to hear smooth things." Of course, they try to disguise it. They say something like, "Well, I like to hear something uplifting," or "the world is negative enough already." So they'd rather hear a preacher tell jokes or sad stories with happy endings. They like to hear lessons on how to manage their money or have better marriages, how to get along with other people, which the Bible does address. But that's all they want to hear. They want everything to be positive and nothing negative. People today don't want to hear sermons about drinking and bad language, wearing indecent clothing, divorce and remarriage, adultery and pornography and greed and pride and lust. They want smooth things, lessons that leave them in their sins without making them feel guilty. sermons that pamper their minds instead of pricking their hearts, preaching that tells them that their dreams will come true instead of calling on them to repent. Yes, times haven't changed. We've got people in society and even in the church who demand to hear smooth things. But just as the Jews of Isaiah's day were an insult to God, these people today are an offense to the Lord. And that's America through the eyes of Isaiah.